Good morning, everybody. Chester A.P. Church Devotional Podcast. Thanks for being with us. Genesis 1 on tap. Here we go.
Choose each winding path I tread. Gives me grace for every trial. Feeds me with the living bread.
All right. Well, thank you so much for joining us this morning. We're going to read Genesis chapter 1. We finished up Isaiah yesterday. Genesis chapter 1 this morning, starting at the very beginning with God's creation of the universe. Here we go. Genesis 1, verse 1. We read the Bible. We discuss it. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. Now the earth was formless and empty. Darkness covered the surface of the watery deeps, and the Spirit of God was hovering over the surface of the waters. Then God said, "Let there be light," and there was light. And God saw that the light was good, and God separated the light from the darkness. And God called the light day, and the darkness night. There was an evening, and there was morning, one day. Then God said, "Let there be an expanse between the waters, separating the water from the water." So God made the expanse separating the water under the expanse of the water above the expanse. And it was so. And God called the expanse sky. Evening came, and then morning came, the second day. Then God said, "Let water under the sky be gathered into one place, and let dry land appear." And it was so. And God called the dry land earth, and the gathering of the water he called the seas. And God saw that it was good. Then God said, "Let the earth produce vegetation, seed-bearing plants, fruit, trees, and on the earth bearing fruit with seed in according to their kinds." And so it was. The earth produced vegetation, seed-bearing plants according to their kinds, and tree bearing fruit according to their kinds, and trees bearing fruit with seed in it according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good, and the evening came, then morning on the third day. Then God said, "Let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night, and they will serve as signs for seasons, and for the days and for years. There will be lights in the expanse of the sky to provide light on the earth." And so it was. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule over the lesser light. Day rules over night, as well as the stars. God placed them in the expanse of the sky to provide light on the earth, to rule day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. And God saw that it was good. Evening came, and then morning on the fourth day. Then God said, "Let the water swarm with living creatures, let birds fly above the earth across the expanse of the sky." So God created the large sea creatures, and every creature that moves and swarms in the water according to their kinds. He also created every winged creature according to its kind, and God saw that it was good. God blessed them, "Be fruitful and multiply, and fill the waters and the sea, and let the birds multiply on the earth." And evening came, and then morning on the fifth day. Then God said, "Let earth produce living creatures according to their kinds, livestock, creatures that crawl, and the wildlife of the earth according to their kinds." And so it was. And God made wildlife on the earth according to their kinds, the livestock according to their kinds, and all the creatures that crawl on the ground according to their kinds. And God saw that it was good. I'm going to stop there. We'll pick up the rest of chapter 1 tomorrow. But I read 25 verses of Genesis chapter 1 this morning that simply tell us the story of creation. Got several things I want to note. First of all, it says, "In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth." The Bible starts with the creation of all things. Interestingly, though, when it's a creation account, it starts with nothing, and then there is something. So in the beginning that God created, what we're told there is simple. There was nothing until God chose to create. Theologically, we call this ex nihilo creation, but what it means is God created something out of nothing. God always has been. The created order, the created world, has not always been. God has no beginning. We and the created order have a beginning. And so what we see here is that God created something out of nothing. That's fundamental to the Bible's teaching, that God is the creator. And if God is the creator of all that there is and spoke it into existence out of nothing, then he has certain authority over that creation, and he has rights as the creator. That's fundamental. Second thing I would note here is that after every day, and we're up to the middle of the sixth day, we're told that God created it and saw that it was good. The creation itself, as God created it, was good. It was done by God out of nothing according to his pleasure and according to his standard. And his standard is always good because God of the Bible is always good. Now, this makes perfectly logical sense to all of us, or it should. If you think about it just from a theological point of view, everything that God, the good God of creation, created is good. He has no beginning, but his creation does. This creation came from somewhere. It's not eternal in and of itself. It came from someone. The Bible clearly states it comes from God. Then the last thing I would note is God spoke it into existence. Not only did he create it, not only did he create it good, but he created it specifically through his speech. The Spirit of God hovered over the waters. The earth was null and without form. The Spirit of God hovers over the waters, and God the Father says, I want to create. And God the Father creates through his word. And so he speaks his word into existence. In that moment, you have the power of God's word. You have the power of God's word. You also have the Trinity present, that God exists in Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. The Father decides to create. The Spirit is hovering, and the Word of God is the, and Jesus the Son is the Word that speaks it, through whom and by whom all things were created. Paul tells us that in Colossians. So those three things: one, God did it; two, God did it out of nothing, and it was good; and three, God spoke it into existence. We'll touch some of this other stuff later on. But guys, thank you so much for joining us. May God bless you. May he challenge you, and may you be reminded that all things come from God and are here for his purposes and according to his standards. You take care. God bless you. I'll see you tomorrow.
You carry me close to your heart, and surely your goodness and mercy will follow.